Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Planned Parenthood of Illinois, whose mission is to provide quality, affordable sexual health care. Planned Parenthood is a member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll deduction at work. On the web at cs-il.org.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. It's time for AM 580 News. So here with our report of news, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The Indiana Court of Appeals has thrown out the 2007 mayoral election in Terre Haute. It ruled that winner Duke Bennett was ineligible to take office, and they declared the mayor's office vacant. The court ruled this morning 2-1 in favor of former Terre Haute Mayor Kevin Burke, who claimed that Bennett's candidacy violated a federal law that limits the political activity of employees of some not-for-profits that receive federal money. Bennett was the director of operations at Hamilton Center in Terre Haute, which operates an early Head Start program that's funded by federal grants, before he became mayor. Burke lost the mayoral race by 110 votes last year, but the court ruled that he cannot take over the office because voters weren't aware that Bennett wasn't eligible. A special election then may be necessary. The state of Illinois' backlog of unpaid bills has climbed to nearly $4 billion. That's the largest total in state history. Comptroller Daniel Hines warned today that state finances are so bad that the backlog could hit $5 billion by next spring. The Chicago Democrat says it would be an understatement to call it an imminent crisis. The backlog is money that the state owes to people and businesses that provide services to the state. Much of it is payment to hospitals, pharmacies, and nursing homes who provide health care to the poor. Hines is asking state officials to ease the rules on short-term borrowing and to set up a line of credit so he can get cash to pay those bills. Indiana likely will have to borrow money from the federal government to cover unemployment benefits because a state trust fund is running out of money. The director of workforce development in Indiana, Scott Sanders, the chief financial officer for that department, says the state will have to borrow the money by the end of this year or in the first months of 2009. He says more money is going out in unemployment benefits than is coming in from business taxes. The imbalance has existed since 2000. Indiana is one of five states where the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund is insolvent. One board member says Indiana will probably have to borrow between $400 and $500 million from the federal government to cover benefits until the state legislature can find a permanent solution. Supporters of limits on medical malpractice jury awards have told the Illinois Supreme Court that they're a reasonable way to keep doctors from fleeing the state because of skyrocketing insurance rates. But opponents say the Illinois General Assembly overstepped its bounds with the 2005 law and say those who suffer the most because of medical mistakes are hurt worse by those caps. The law limits jury awards for pain and suffering to $500,000 against doctors and $1 million against hospitals. The Supreme Court heard arguments in three cases today, including one in which a Chicago girl suffered brain damage during childbirth. The state's highest court will decide the matter later. Some Barack Obama supporters are paying thousands of dollars to attend his presidential inauguration in January. But as Susie Ahn reports, tickets aren't even available yet.
The Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies is responsible for distributing the free tickets to congressional offices. In a statement, it warns that, quote, no website or other ticket outlet actually has inaugural swearing-in tickets to sell, regardless of what they may claim. But vendor sites like StubHub have been selling tickets fast. Site spokesperson Vanessa Danielle says the company does a background check on sellers.
We don't own any of the tickets or price them on our site. But basically, anybody can list a ticket for any event on our site, and they select the price range.
Danielle says if the seller doesn't end up having a ticket to sell, the company will compensate the buyer. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California is asking websites not to sell the passes. She wants to make it a federal crime to scalp tickets for the inaugural ceremony. I'm Susie Ahn.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plotz on the U of I campus.
It's 12:35. For a look at the weather, we check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
And what does this afternoon look like?
Well, compared to where we've been, not too bad.
Not too
because
bad at all.
We have a little bit of sunshine coming in. I've got intervals of clouds and sunshine in the forecast for this afternoon. Most of the morning cloudy, but out to our west we have some breaks in the clouds. A good bit of sunshine from around Chicago on southwestward toward Bloomington, Normal, and Peoria in St. Louis. Now, more clouds are working in west of there, so it's not going to be sunny the entire afternoon in any one location, but I think we're going to have a period here of some sunshine and enjoy it.
Yeah, nice break here.